The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, I'm in a good mood today. I really am, but boy, there are some really troubling things happening around us. One of our listeners just sent me a video that was sent to him from his sister. Now, this is a black individual, black family, and his sister works, and I won't give any details, but works in a downtown building in Columbus. And evidently, protesters have surrounded this building today, right now, and the video has her and some of her co-workers looking out the window of this downtown office building, and they are saying, how are we going to get out of here? How are we going to... These are African Americans looking out their window with fear and saying, how are we going to get out of here? That's happening in Columbus as we speak. All right. Let's go to Jack in Worthington. Jack is up next. Jack, you've been very patient on hold. Thank you so much. You're on the air.
Thank you, Bob. You know, you were talking about God's in charge. I just finished the book of Esther. Boy, how pretty that is. You know, here's Haman.
Yeah.
Just after Esther became queen. And boy, he was going to hang Mordecai.
Yeah.
He had the loose at his garage. And he was going to take Pur and kill all the Jews. Well, God's still in charge.
Yeah.
It looked hopeless for the Jews.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then guess what happened? King Ahasuerus looked in the Chronicle, and he found out Mordecai was the one that saved his life.
Yeah, that's
these
right.
Two individuals.
Yeah.
And he asked, so the king Ahasuerus asked Haman, what should be done to the man that I should honor?
I love that.
And he had him all put the crown on his head and this blanket and let him ride on your horse and everything. He thought it was him, you know. Well, when he got done blabbering his mouth, the king said to Haman, hey, get Mordecai, get that coat on him.
I know.
And that guy had egg on his face.
It is absolutely hysterical, Jack. The Book of Esther is one of my favorite books. And, of course, Haman is hanged on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai and his 10 sons as well. And Jack, thank you for reminding us. You know, things could not have looked worse for Esther, Mordecai, and God's people in the kingdom of Ahasuerus. They were all going to be killed. They were all going to be wiped out. Things looked so bad until God intervened.
By the way, they gave me a test today.
Yeah.
For that 19 COVID.
Yeah.
They stuck the tube up on both sides of my nose.
Oh, man.
And I'm not worried because the only thing I worry about him that can destroy both body and soul.
Yeah, amen.
And That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. Well, you know, two of our very close friends were tested for antibodies, and it turned out they both had it and they didn't know it. Both of them had gotten mildly sick, just a little bit. They had a couple of the symptoms, but not all. And they were just a little sick, and evidently they had it. Joy and I, we're both convinced that we've both had it. Now, I haven't had a test for the antibody, but several weeks ago, both of us at separate times got a little sick. And I think, can't prove it, but I think we both had it. So we don't know. But anyway, Jack, the important thing, I am just so grateful that you called and shared again the story of Esther. It's one of the most powerful illustrations in all the Bible that when things look bad, 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 the government looks bad, everything looks bad, God is still in control. He has a plan for our lives. He has a plan for this country. And nobody is going to destroy that. And we educate ourselves. We stand for our freedoms as good citizens. But ultimately, the God of the universe is in control. And I thank you, Jack, for reminding us of that.
So God's in charge.
He is. Thanks, Jack. I hope you have a great weekend. All right?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. And just a reminder, pray for people in nursing homes. Jack is in a nursing home. Joy and I are going to make a window visit tomorrow to a sweet lady who has been in a nursing home for many years. She was a member of our church, and she is declining rapidly. No indication of COVID-19, just age and other ailments, and she's beginning to decline pretty rapidly. We can't go in, but we're going to go and have a visit and pray with her through the window at her nursing home tomorrow afternoon. Don't forget the people in nursing homes. Now, Joy and I are completely different. Her mother worked for a long, long time in nursing homes. Joy worked in a nursing home. Joy's mother was a nurse. Joy has some medical training and worked in nursing homes. And Joy, and maybe I shouldn't admit this, but Joy enjoys going and visiting people in nursing homes. For me, it's very hard. I don't like nursing homes. I like ministering to people, but I didn't mind hospital visits at all when I was pastoring, and made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hospital visits while I was pastoring. Still make hospital calls, except for the children's ward at Children's Hospital. Now, I did. I went, but it just ripped me to pieces to go to Children's Hospital, and the same thing with a nursing home. It's very hard for me, just difficult. But you do what you need to do, obviously. But it's just a reminder. Right now, people in nursing homes feel isolated anyway, and that's why most Bible-believing churches have nursing home ministries. As well, they should. But just because you can't get inside, find a way to minister to people. You know, find a way to minister. Don't forget them. Don't forget them. I think if there was ever a time to minister to people in nursing homes, it's now. All right, we'll go ahead and take a break. I've got two phone lines available on an open phone Friday right now. 877-BOB-LIVE's the number. 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be right back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, this is fascinating. Breaking news. An Ohio judge has issued relief to the Kalahari Water Park Resort up in northern Ohio and has ruled in a very strong manner against Dr. Amy Acton. I don't know, pure speculation on my part. I'm going to read the verdict, the judgment, during the top of the hour break. I just got it, just opened it up, but it is a very strong repudiation of Dr. Amy Acton by an Ohio judge. Could this be part of the reason for her immediate and unexpected resignation yesterday? Don't know, but interesting. I'll dig deeper into it during the top of the hour break. But first, I've got Charles in Columbus. Charles, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Thank you, Bob. How are you?
You know what? I am well. I am blessed. I am very thankful.
Good. I am too. Praise the Lord. Bob, I called you Wednesday, and we were talking about white privilege, where you seem to think this, that's a fallacy. There's nothing of the sort. So when I gave you an example of the black GIs, okay? After the GIs had defeated Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan, the U.S. said, okay, we're going to reward you by giving you, by writing the GI Bill, which will allow you access to loans to go to college mm-hmm. if you want to, or to get home loans. And I explained how that didn't apply to black GIs. Black GIs were excluded from that.
Well, they weren't excluded, but they didn't have the full benefits that white people did. That is absolutely true, but they were not excluded. They just didn't have the full benefits that white people did, and it was terrible, and it was certainly unjust. My question is, what does that have to do with today?
Okay, well, two things. First of all, black folks are still suffering the ramifications of it. I'll give you an example. Black wealth is 10% of white wealth. 10%, okay? For the average person, most of their wealth is in the home that they purchase. Okay? Most of the country's wealth of the average person is tied up in their home that they purchase.
Mm-hmm.
White black folks, because of that, not having access to that and still being limited when we were able to get homes, does not add up to what is only 10% of what white folks have. That's the direct result of that GI Bill.
But that was 60 years ago.
But Bob, you didn't hear what I just said. I said we're still feeling the ramifications of that today. Black accumulated wealth is 10% of white accumulated wealth as of today. Okay, but let me give you two examples more recently, since you kind of laughed that off. First is Timothy Lohan. Okay, this is the officer who killed Tamir Rice. Now, let's back up for a minute on him. He was an officer in one of the Cleveland suburbs, and he got fired. And the chief pretty much said, this guy's not police material, he's garbage. Cleveland PD picks him up. He gets on the force.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Rice, 12-year-old boy, playing in the park with a toy gun.
Yeah.
Somebody calls and says, there's a guy playing with a gun. I think it's a toy gun, but I'm not sure. These guys arrive on the scene within 3 seconds. Tamir Rice is dead.
Yeah.
Timmy Lohan was not charged. Now, he did get fired, but he wasn't charged. But he got picked up by the Willoughby Police Department as of today, which is a suburb outside of Cleveland.
Right.
No ramifications. He killed an innocent person, a young boy at that.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to another job. No help, no harm, no foul. Let me go to this second guy, Brock Turner, who actually is from here. This is a Stanford student who raped a female Stanford student. The guy goes to court, gets convicted. He gets 6 months in a county jail. He doesn't even spend that. He gets out 3 months early. You can't tell me anywhere where those two instances, if those were black folks, that would have happened. Matter of fact, I can give you two examples right now of black officers who kill white folks because they feared for their life. And they're serving jail, right? They're serving sentences right now.
Charles, there is certainly inequity. There are certainly bad cops. And as I've said repeatedly, they should be rooted out, prosecuted if necessary. They certainly should be prosecuted. But question, statistically, Charles, are things getting better or worse, white cops killing black people in the last 20 years? Is it better or worse statistically? Have you looked at that?
Worse. It's worse.
It's not. Worse. It's actually not.
Yes, it is, Bob. Where do you get your information from, Bob?
Federal
where
government.
Do you get your information?
The federal government.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry? Yeah,
where do you get the information?
I already said it three times. The federal government. In the last 20 years, now it is a problem, but in 90% of the white police officers killing a black person, the black person had a weapon. Now, again, are there unjustified killings? Yes, 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 yes. I'm not denying that. I don't know of anybody else that is. And they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But statistically, things are some better today. Last year, there were 457 white people killed by police. There were 370 black people that were killed by police last year. Now, that is disproportionate according to the population. There is no doubt about that. But it is a problem. It's a bad problem, but it's not nearly as bad as being portrayed in the news media and by other people. Charles, I've got 45 seconds. It is all yours. You can wrap it up.
Thank you. Bob, again, you minimize stuff. First of all, let's couch this in the history of black people being in America, okay? As I said before, we've been here for 400 years. Over 90% of that time, we've been in some kind of subjugated state, either out and outright enslavement or Jim Crow, second-class, third-class citizenship. Black folks have always been in a subjugated role, and we still are to this day. Even though you say that statistically, things have gotten better. No, they haven't gotten better. We just saw a black man being murdered.
Charles, I gave you every second I could possibly give you. Thank you for the call. We'll return in just a moment.